All righty, back at Painesville. Painesville Baseball Park. The fifth inning complete. We're going to head to the sixth inning shortly. Our Region 15 seat sponsors here on KASM. Thank you to all those sponsors for allowing us to bring you baseball this weekend and next weekend. New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Gilt Plumbing and Heating, Air Conditioning of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's, a bar in Richmond, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, the Freeport State Bank, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Center Care Health of Painesville, CHS El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Virgil's Big Arena in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, and Greenwald Insurance bringing us Region 15 seat baseball. Jake Rambo at the plate, Ben Schrader. First pitch a strike. There's a ball now to Jake Rambo in the count 1-1. No score between St. Martin and New London Spicer. Be Jake Rambo, Scott Rambo, and Jake Rambo hit by the pitch on his elbow. He'll go to first base. So a leadoff base runner here as Rambo hit by that pitch, and Scott Rambo comes up to the plate. Scott is 1-for-2 today. Hit into a double play and then had a screeching base hit to right center field.
Not very happy with Jake Rambo. He thinks he stuck his elbow out in front of that pitch. Kind of questioned the umpire a little bit, and he said nope.
And the pitch to Scott Rambo, outside of ball, 1-0.
You hit him.
One ball, no strikes. Look at the outfielders, Austin Arsenal in center field playing very deep, as is right fielder Matthew Slungin. Breaking ball, a strike called, and 1-1 to Scott Rambo. One ball, one strike. Infield shifted over a little. Kyle Leeser just about behind second base. Oh, and Rambo sends it long and far, and this one is foul down in the right field corner as Schlungen tries to follow it and goes over the top of the fence down in that right field corner. Boy, Rambo's swing is just so smooth and fluid.
Beautiful. Got some torque behind it, doesn't he?
Long strike, one ball, two strikes the count. Jake Rambo leads from first. Pitch that bounces in the dirt away from Brian Schlungen, and Scott Rambo saying he got hit on the pitch too. They're saying it hit him in the foot. Brian Schlungen not agreeing there. Now Carl Leeser out to have a word with the home plate umpire. Scott Rambo went to first base. No indication really from the umpire at all.
No.
Kind of going on the word of Scott Rambo.
Yeah, I think so. That's two hit batters in a row.
Two hit batters in a row. And Austin Rambo stepping up to the plate in what you would think is a sacrifice situation here, even though he is the cleanup hitter. But a scoreless game here in the top of the sixth inning. Austin Rambo drills it to third. Scott Schlungen dives to make a play over at third, runs it to the bag. Was that a play by Scotty Schlungen?
That's a run saved right there.
It is. Oh. So Jake Rambo forced out. Unassisted put out there. One out. Austin Rambo safe on the fielder's choice. There's Mike Danielson in the batter's box. He's 0-for-2 today against Ben Schrader. The breaking ball missing a little bit high, a ball 1-0. 1-0 the count. No runs, four hits, three errors for New London Spicer today. No runs, one hit, one error for St. Martin. Schrader's breaking ball, a little bit low, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. the count. Danielson will pop this one up, foul and out of play.
That's the one on beyond the roof here.
Yeah.
Didn't
hit the grandstand at all. Two balls and a strike. Ben Schrader looks back to second. Now comes home. A strike on the inside corner. And 2-2. Two the count. Rambo. Scott Rambo on at second. Austin Rambo at first, and a foul by Mike Danielson down the third baseline. Manager Jamie Skew will pick it up, throw it back to Ben Schrader, and the count 2-2 to Danielson. Two balls, two strikes. Schrader delivers, and strike three called. Danielson gets caught looking on the breaking ball.
Wow, good pitch by Ben Schrader. Kept it away from Danielson. He didn't know what to do with that. Ben Barron down here. Runners on. Scott Schlungen makes a good defensive play for him. Gets a force out at third. We get a big strikeout here. He's one out away from getting out of this inning.
To the plate, Wyatt White. Wyatt. Drawn ball to Scotty Schlungen at third. He'll step on the bag, and that will do it for New London Spicer here in the sixth inning. A couple hit batters. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. After five and a half, St. Martin New London Spicer were scoreless here on KASM. Back in a minute. Okay, welcome back to Painesville as Don Heinen joins me again. And got an interesting text message from Kirby Hemish. Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, Kirby Hemish, of course, Kirby used to work at KASM Radio and then moved on. He works over in Princeton now at WQPM, does some work on our Bob side, Bob FM, and he also manages the Richmond Royals. And Kirby said that he did regions with me from 2006 to 2011. That means, Don, you took over in 2012.
I guess so. I thought that was pretty close.
Yeah. Here's Kyle Leeser, and Leeser leads off the sixth inning for the Martins with a base hit to left. Yeah, sometimes you need those younger guys to remember stuff like that.
Yep, Richmond, I believe that was the first time, yeah.
Here comes Taylor Holthouse to the plate. No score here. That was the Martins' second hit of the day. Now Patrick Courtney, I'm sure, will pay close attention to Leeser over at first. Rambo holds him there. Holthouse takes a mighty cut and misses, or actually follows it, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Throw to first. Leeser back safely. Our next game will be on New Munich and Atwater. That'll come up about 5:30 this afternoon. Kyle Leeser with the lead. Fakes like he was going to go, and I don't think he got the good jump that he wanted to. One ball, one strike. Miller Holthouse looking down to Carl Leeser. Carl going through a series of signs. See if they put the hit and run on here in 1-1. Patrick Courtney on the mound. He comes home. Leeser goes. Holthouse pops this one up. It's going to go foul and out of play. That one hits the grandstand.
That one hit the grandstand.
And the count 1-2 to Taylor Holthouse. Leeser had a really good jump.
Yes, he did. I think he straight steals that. With
yes,
strike.
I agree. I agree. One ball, two strikes. Taylor Holthouse back into the box. Patrick Courtney ready on the mound. Leeser is lead at first again. Quick throw to first, and Kyle back safely. Patrick Courtney sets himself. Right-hander's pitch. Leaser goes. Here's a ground ball to short. Jake Rambo flips to second. They say safe. The relay to first. Holthouse is out. So Kyle Leaser with a head-first slide into second base, and the umpire ruled safe on a very close play.
Yeah, Holthouse moves down the line pretty well, doesn't he? I thought after they flipped it, they weren't going to get anybody.
So Leaser able to get a good jump. He's now in scoring position with one out. Taylor's force out goes 6-4-3. One out. And Scott Schlungen at the plate. He's 0-for-2 so far today. And Schlungen rips this to left field. Danielson filling that left center field gap makes the catch for the out. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Jordan Musha to the plate. Patrick Courtney has gone the distance for New London Spicer today, has given up just two hits. Two hits. Has walked one, hit one. And Musha pops this up in the infield. Rambo. Step back in the grass, now comes back on the dirt, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played six. St. Martin and New London Spicer, no score. We're back in a minute on KAFM. Back at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Region Baseball brought to you today by Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Brinkey's Liquor of Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber in Melrose, New Munich Gas, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Ecker Feed of New Munich, Corner Grocery, St. Martin, Sportsman's Den over in Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, the State Bank of Richmond, Painesville, Chevrolet Buick, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Grove Mutual Insurance, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwall Pub, and Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. At the plate for New London Spicer is Josh Soiney, and Josh with a count of two balls and one strike facing Ben Schrader here in the top of the seventh inning. No score in this ball game. It's bouncing up to the plate and the count 3-1. Three balls, one strike to count.
The New London Spicer, no runs on four hits, three errors. St. Martin, no runs, two hits. They committed one error so far.
Ben Schrader has the sign from Brian Schlungen. And his pitch, ball four high to Soiney, and he'll walk. He reached in his last at-bat on a base hit in the fifth inning. And here's Jake Damoff to the plate. Damoff, 0-for-2 so far today. Pitch, Damoff takes a strike called on the inside corner. And 0-1.
That's a tough pitch to bunt. At that inside and an inside corner, you got to get squared off really quick before that.
The ball's in a strike. Soiney is the lead at first. Schlungen in on the grass over at third. Damoff puts a beautiful bunt down the first baseline. Schrader flips to Macho. 1-3 on the putout. On to second goes Soiney.
That was perfectly executed, wasn't it?
Good bunt by Damoff. One out, and here's Andrew Bangin. Bangin at the plate. He is 1-for-2 so far today. Ben Schrader pitching into the seventh inning. Works from the stretch again and comes home high, 1-0. Ben Kalseth on deck for New London Spicer. Raiders pitch. High again and 2-0. Now Kyle Leeser going to go to the mound, have a word with Schrader. Leeser just giving Ben a time to take a few breaths. Two balls, no strikes to the number nine hitter, Andrew Bangin. So Andy will take his lead at second. Ben Schrader kicks, delivers, and outside a ball, 3-0. 3-0 the count. And there's a strike call, 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Andrew Bangin. Ben Schrader looks back to second and comes home. High ball four. And it looks like, maybe not. Maybe somebody was throwing for St. Martin down in the bullpen, but might have been taking a little hitting down there.
A little hitting, yeah.
So runners at first and second is Bangin walks. A couple walks in the inning for Ben Schrader. Going to bring Ben Kalseth to the plate. Ben 1-for-3 today. And the breaking ball low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schrader delivers. Kalseth, one hop shot to second. Bobbled by Schlungen. He'll go to second. He'll get the force out at second, but everybody else is safe, first and third, with two outs now. Boy, that was a tailor-made double play if Michael Schlungen fields that one.
Nice play by Kyle at second base. He knew he couldn't get him at first, but he did that pirouette at second and looked at third. Seeing if he was rounding that bag over there, I think he'd have thrown behind him quickly.
So two outs. Here's Jake Rambo. Josh Soiney ends up on third on the play. Over at first, Ben Kalseth. And Schrader looking to get out of this jam here in the seventh. No score. St. Martin, New London, Spicer. There's a big curveball strike to Jake Rambo. Balls, one strike. Schrader, another big breaking ball. Wow, strike two. Oh, did that drop. 0-2 the count.
Got to be as a hitter. That's going behind me.
Just
it takes a left turn. That was a good breaking ball.
0-2. First and third, here's Rambo just protecting the plate, fouls off the fastball, and the count stays 0-2.
Had a hard time seeing him throw anything different here right now. Curveball's really working, breaking hard.
0-2 to Rambo. This is Jake Rambo, Scott Rambo on deck. And Schrader's breaking ball. Scotty Schlungen makes another diving stop over at third. Low throw. Marshall scoops it.
Oh, wow.
Star plays on both ends as the Martins get out of a jam for Schrader here in the seventh. For the Twins, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. After 6.5, St. Martin and New London Spicer scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KSM Albany. Here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Chaz Hennon facing Patrick Courtney. First pitch to Chaz, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Hennon fouls it at the plate. And the count, one ball, one strike to Chaz Hennon. No runs, four hits, three errors for New London Spicer. No runs, two hits, and an error for St. Martin. I think right now, Don, the fielding gym's got to go to St. Martin so far.
Absolutely.
Scott swung and has made some great plays at third.
Got two base hits. Same and two runs, I think.
And a ground ball over to third base coach Carl Leeser. He'll flip it back into Courtney. Our next game, New Munich and Atwater. As Courtney delivers, Hennon lays off the high fastball. The count stays 1-2 here, or goes to 1-2. Courtney pitch, Hennon, ground ball to deep short. Backhand by Jake Rambo. His throw across the diamond, safe, as it pulls Austin Rambo off first base, and he tried to swipe Chaz Hennon, and the first base umpire right there to see that the swipe did not touch him. Probably an error here by shortstop Jake Rambo.
Oh, yep, though they gave him an error.
Here's Austin Arsenault at the plate. Bunt situation. Austin puts the bunt down and going to go foul down the first baseline.
Yeah, he wasn't going to run at first, and you see when it bounced, it kind of took a little left towards fair territory, and I think here you better run him out.
Mm-hmm. So Arsenault back at home plate. Leeser again going over some signs. Chaz Hennon walked in his last at-bat, and Arsenault tried bunting him over in that at-bat and couldn't get it done. Here now, trying to maybe sacrifice Hennon over. Squares to bunt and takes low for a ball, and 1-1. Close pitch there.
Yes, it was. Bunt strikes, so I think that's the key.
One ball, one strike. Hennon takes his lead. Patrick Courtney ready again on the mound. Nobody out for St. Martin in the seventh. Arsenault puts down a nice bunt. Courtney forced to field it, throws to first. 1-3 on the putout and a sacrifice in order for Austin Arsenault.
Beautiful bunt. Good sacrifice. You like to see that. Good situation.
Going to bring Matthew Schlung into the plate. Matthew, 0-for-2 today, reached on an error in his last at-bat. Chaz Hennon now in scoring position. 7th inning, no score, and Matthew Schlungen swings and misses strike one. Oh, on the count with one out. Courtney's pitch. And this one's popped up, shallow left field. Danielson coming hard, and he'll make the catch on the run, like Danielson will.
That was a long way to come for Danielson out there. That's I didn't think, if that had been a little lower, I don't think they'd have got to that.
I agree. That was kind of in no man's land there between those three fielders, the center, left, and shortstop. So with two outs, here's Michael Schlungen. Michael, 0-for-1 today, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat on his hand.
Ooh, just about got one in the knee that time.
That one, yeah, just about took his feet out from underneath him. Michael, the number 9 hitter. 1-0 the count to Michael. Courtney's pitch, and Michael will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs, and Chaz Hennon over at second base. Courtney's pitch, and fouls it for to the third base dugout. Count now, 1-2. Schlungen, Brian Schlungen on deck for St. Martin. Courtney ready on the mound. He kicks in, delivers, and here's a tapper back to Patrick Courtney. He'll flip it to first to 1-3 on the put out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, or actually one error and a one left on. After seven innings, a Martin nothing, New London Spicer nothing. We're back in a minute here on KESM Albany. All right, back here at Painesville Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we head to the eighth inning. Mary Heinen was nice enough to go buy these big pretzels. And so now Don and Mary are eating them while I watch them. Okay, here we go. Scotty Rambeau steps up to the plate facing Ben Schrader. He begins his eighth inning of work. How are them pretzels, Don?
They are very tasty.
They are very tasty, I bet. Yeah, to go along with some good American cheese. Scott Rambeau so far today is 1-for-2. Base hit. He bounced into a double play and was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. The first pitch, a ball to Rambeau. That pitch from Ben Schrader, a little bit low, and 2-0 to Rambeau. Two balls, no strikes. There's a chopper up the middle. Kyle Leeser behind second. Throws to first, and a 6-3 put out of Rambeau. By that time, that shift worked to perfection.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Two hopper to Kyle over there on the second base side. A shortstop, he was right behind second base, a little bit towards first.
And it'll bring Austin Rambeau to the plate. Austin so far today, 0-for-3. Breaking ball that doesn't break a lot and hangs up in the strike zone, 1-0 to Austin Rambeau. Ben Schrader ready in his pitch. Low and inside, a ball, 2-0.
I think the ball, the only ball that's really been hit on the button really hard was Rambo's, isn't it? Scott Rambeau.
Yeah. Pitch inside, 3-0 now. Ben Schrader has struck out 6, walked 2 and hit 2 in his 7 1/3 innings of work. Three balls, no strikes to count to Austin Rambeau. There's ball 4 low, and so 4 straight pitches to Rambeau, and he gets the walk.
One characteristic of Ben Schrader with the walks, I don't know what he's got today. He must have 3, right?
That was his third walk.
Yeah, third walk.
Oh, and there's Danielson. He has just given the Twins a 2-0 lead here in the top of the eighth inning as he blasts the home run onto the practice field just to the south of this baseball park. Mike Danielson, a long 2-run homer off of Ben Schrader.
He did not wait to get into the count deep on that. He took that first pitch. Hanging breaking ball the way it looked to me.
Second home run of the day today here at Painesville. Earlier, we saw Nathan Meyer of Regal hit a home run. Mike Danielson goes deep. And 2-0, New London Spicer.
Much of no doubter on that one.
There's Wyatt White, and Wyatt will chop this one to third. Slung it in on the grass, throws to first, and out at first, Wyatt White, 5-3 on the putout. St. Martin with only 2 hits today off of Patrick Courtney, who has been very impressive.
And you look at New London Spicer, only 5. That was only their 5th hit.
Off of Ben Schrader,
yeah.
Right? Here's Josh Soiny. Soiny takes the first pitch from Schrader for a ball, 1-0. There's a sweeping strike and 1-1.
One ball, one strike. Schrader's breaking ball missing a little bit inside, and the count 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch misses, 3-1. So any out over that plate, here's the 3-1 offering, and just a short swing by Josh Soiny. He fouls it over into the St. Martin dugout on the first base side, and the count full now, 3-2. 3-2, two outs, no one on, 2-0 New London Spicer. And another swing that was, that pitch was right on Soiny's hands.
A couple of defensive swings here right now.
Three balls, two strikes. Soiny will foul it off again. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ben Schrader. Pitch on the way. This one's popped straight up. Brian Schlungen whipping the mask. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Twins in the eighth. But they break through and score two runs here in the inning. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. 7.5 innings. It's New London Spicer 2, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute on KAFM. Here we go. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2-0. New London Spicer has taken the lead over St. Martin, top of the order for the Martins.
They are good pretzels, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Not that the listening audience thinks that I'm the only one that's eating pretzel up here. I just watched Randy eat half of his.
Oh, I had two bites. Two bites. Here's Schlungen, a line drive back to Courtney. He'll grab it for the out. The one out on the line drive.
Looking at Courtney, he feels it, throws it to second base, and he throws it in the right field. They're hauling on. I hope you got better control to the plate.
That'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle with the other hit. Brian Schlungen had one hit for St. Martin today. And Kyle takes inside a ball, 1-0.
Hey, Courtney's bringing it. Fastball's popping that mitt.
Pitch high from Patrick Courtney and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Courtney's pitch a little bit low again. Now 3-0.
You want to put him on to get the bolt house on deck.
There's a strike called in 3-1. Winner of this game will get Regal. Loser of this game gets Meyer Grove. Kyle Leeser will walk here as Courtney, I don't think, really wanted to mess around much with Kyle Leeser. Take his chances with Taylor Holthaus, and here's a guy who can, with one swing of the bat, tie it up.
Much singly handled that game. St. Martin won that last one. He had a home run, and I can't remember what inning it was, a two-run homer, a single shot, and actually pitched the ninth inning.
Taylor Holthaus, 0-for-3 so far today. Patrick Courtney pitches, and a swing and a miss by Holthaus, strike one. Last rep defeated Avon today in 11 innings, 3-2, so Avon's season ends. Last rep is headed to the state tournament in 8C. So Avon ending up with the loss this afternoon, 3-2 in 11. Fort Ripley and Nisswa had already qualified for this year's state tournament last weekend. Holthaus takes low. That ball going to bounce away from Scott Rambo, and Kyle Leeser just hangs on over at first base. Taylor Holthaus stepping back into the box. The count, one ball, one strike to Taylor. Here's Patrick Courtney's pitch outside a ball, and now 2-1.
Two balls, one strike.
We have baseball sitting against the fence area here. A child playing catch, lost it. Okay.
Two balls, one strike.
Courtney delivers in Holthouse. Follows this back and out of play in the count 2-2.
Let's see what Taylor was looking for there with a 2-0 count. He was ready for it.
Two balls, two strikes.
Patrick Courtney ready again. Now steps off the pitching two. Holthouse waiting patiently in that batter's box. And Courtney's pitch. Holthouse rips it to third and pass. Ben Kaltseth into left field. That ball came up high on Ben as he was going to field it to the side of himself.
Tough hop.
In between hop there. New London Spicer already has four errors on the day. We'll see if they give him number five. I think they're going to give St. Martin a hit there, Don.
I think I would have, too. That was tough play.
So Holthouse gets credit for a hit. Now bring Scott Schlungen to the plate, and Scott 0 for 3 today. Patrick Courtney and a work out of a jam here in the eighth inning. The eighth inning saw New London Spicer take a lead 2-0 in the top half of the inning. Schlungen swings and misses. Scott kind of pulled his body out there on that big swing. And 1-1. One ball, one strike, and now Schlungen fouls it to the screen, and the count at 1-2.
Scotty says, give me that one back. That was right there.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, or make it one out. One out and two on.
Kyle Leeser's going to go on the pitch, and they throw it into left field. Leeser will score. Taylor Holthouse to second on the throwing error by Scott Rambo.
Wow. That is some aggressive base running when you're down by two runs, isn't it?
It certainly is. So Leeser gets the stolen base and then the throwing error by Rambo. Allowing the Martins to get on the board, it's now 2-1. Scott Schlungen will follow it back and out of play. And the count 2-2. Boy, Taylor Holthouse was halfway to third.
Was. Making things happen here, aren't they?
I tell you, if Rambo throws on, though, Kyle Leeser's out.
So.
He's out.
Two balls, two strikes.
Courtney's pitch, followed back and out of play by Scott Schlungen. Count stays 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes the count.
Throw back to second, and they're going to say Holthouse got picked off at second.
Oh, my.
So Taylor Holthouse picked off at second on the move by Patrick Courtney. Potential tying run, and Holthouse trying to argue his case with the base umpire. Scott Schlungen at the plate to count 2-2. Martin's pitch, strike three call, Schlungen caught looking, and that'll end the Martins' eighth inning. They score one run on one hit. There was one error. No one left on base. After eight, New London Spicer 2, St. Martin 1. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in a minute here on KASM Albany. All right. Top of the ninth inning, Ben Schrader's come out on the mound. He'll throw here for the Martins in the top of the ninth. A 2-1 lead for New London Spicer. Don, both these teams scoring runs in the eighth inning. And, boy, a lot of people buzzing right now.
just about that eighth inning as a whole.
Absolutely. I agree with you there, Randy. It's a double steal by St. Martin there, and Kyle Leeser doesn't get thrown out at third with the throw from the catcher, Scott Rambo, that goes into left field. So he scores, and then Taylor Holthaus kind of teasing him.
As Jake Hamhoff leads off the ninth inning in a long fly ball to right center field. Austin Arsenal on the run, makes the catch as he coasts into the warning track, and a one out.
Patrick Courtney on the mound over there, and Taylor's trying to give him the fits on the mound, you know, trying to go about a quarter of the way to third base. He would a third probably, got a little far off, and next time he turned around and picked him off.
One out, here's Andrew Bangin. Andrew so far today, 1-for-2 with a walk. Ben Schrader's first pitch of ball, there's a strike called, and 1-1 to Bangin. Ben Kaltseth on deck for New London Spicer. Next game, an elimination game between New Munich and Atwater. Pitch a ball to Bangin, and two balls and a strike. And Schrader delivers, and Bangin fouls that to the screen, the count 2-2.
Well, if you look at the scoreboard, Randy, right now with Spicer leading 2-1, New London Spicer, with five hits, with five errors. You would think it would be the other way around.
The score would be the other way around, right. 2-2, Bangin will foul this one back and out of play. Ooh, there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Got to wait to hear that boom every once in a while.
That might take up 2 days, that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. First, they got to find the baseball.
There you go.
There's strike three called as Bangin gets caught looking.
He knew it.
He knew it is right. And for Ben Schrader today, Don, that is his seventh strikeout.
Oh, wow. Pitching well. But on the flip side, Courtney's matching him, isn't he?
He is. There's a strike call to Ben Kaltseth and 0-1. Yeah, Patrick Courtney has walked two today, struck out three, hit one, and given up just three hits to the Martins as Ben Kaltseth tries to drag one down third base line. It goes foul, and the count to Ben at 0-1.
Are Scott and Brian brothers?
Scott, Brian, and Kurt, who used to play for St. Martin, are all brothers.
Yeah. All right.
I was talking about Ben Kaltseth earlier, Don. He got hit on the right by the knee last night. His dad had said last weekend in the playoffs he got hit about 2 inches below that.
Oh, no.
So he still had the black and blue mark.
Just making it a little longer. Huh?
Yeah, probably. Pitch in the dirt. Calls it. The count 1-2.
Any place on the knee or on the shin or something like that, it's just not much padding.
1-2 the count. Curveball. Calls it. Loops this one into right field over Schlungen's head, and a two-out single for Ben Kaltseth. That's a big hit because you get to the Rambo boys here. Jake Rambo coming to the plate. He's 0-for-3 today.
Remember, Oakland had the Dash Brothers, right?
They did.
They got the Rambos. Three in a row here. All good hitters.
Jake Rambo, right-hander, digs in at the batter's box, and the first pitch high for a ball from Ben Schrader.
You look at the next four hitters here, all with some pretty good power.
Rambo drills this foul down the third baseline.
Wow, that was close.
Getting to be that time of the day, Don, where I'm having trouble picking up that ball off the bat again.
Bifocals are bothering you a little?
Yeah.
I took a little batting practice last week in the old-timers game, and I tell you, that's a little different with bifocals. You got to tell them, wait a minute, let me get adjusted here.
Rambo takes the pitch in the dirt, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Can you imagine facing somebody like Ben out there with bifocals and a curveball like that?
2-2 the count. Ben Kulseth takes his lead at first, and Rambo will follow this one off. Back and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Jake Rambo at the plate. 2 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for the Twins. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error for St. Martin. Big curveball. Whoa! Ben got that call all day today and did not get it there. The count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That was a dandy curveball. Wow. Schrader ready on the mound. His pitch, foul tipped. That'll get Brian Schlungen right in the neck or the shoulder blade region. And so Brian's taking some time. He's going to walk that one off. 3-2, the count remains.
Seen Ben Schrader, he threw that same pitch that he didn't get called on the previous pitch. Let's see what happens.
Jake Rambo back into the box. Ben Kulseth will take his lead at first. Ben Schrader ready, top of the ninth, 2-1 our score. New London with the lead. Here's Rambo. Fly ball to center field, Austin Arsenault. Comes in, a few will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Twins in the ninth. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. We played 8.5. It's New London, Spicer 2, St. Martin 1. Region 15 seed baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. All right, Jordan Musho leads off the top of the ninth inning, takes the first pitch from Patrick Courtney and rips it between third and short into a left field base hit. Trailing 2-1, the Martins are here. We're going to get a pinch runner for Jordan Musho. Looks like Jalen Arsenault is going to run for Musho.
Yes, it is. Tell you what, that's how you want to start out the bottom of the ninth. Here's get that first guy on. Get that sacrifice down now.
Chaz Hennon at the plate. Shows bunt. Puts it down, and it popped up foul.
Need to square off here. Chaz,
turn the whole body.
Yes, you bet. Your bat is never going to be steady that way. You're going to always have a different angle if you don't get yourself squared off.
The 0-1 pitch from Patrick Courtney coming. Hennon puts a bunt down the first baseline. Good bunt right in the base path and a high throw. They're saying out at first.
Wow.
Wow, was that close.
Very.
Patrick Courtney had to pick that up and throw it over Chaz Hennon.
How did they catch that at first base? Hardly any way he could have seen that ball
right
coming. Austin Rambo, it was right in Chaz Hennon's head.
So Jalen Arsenault goes to second on the play, on the sacrifice. Chaz Hennon gets the job done, 1-3 on the foot out. One out, here's Austin Arsenault. And Austin will take high for a ball, 1-0. So Jalen Arsenault representing the tie and run for the Martins. He's out at second, 2-1. New London Spicer leading bottom of the ninth inning. Patrick Courtney's pitch, Austin Arsenault squibs one to Kulseth at third. Here's the throw across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. Jalen Arsenault will go to third on the play, so he's over there in scoring position. I don't know, Don, do you trust like a pass ball trying to score on something like that? There's not a lot of room behind the play.
It has to almost skip left or right here. It can't go straight back because it'll come straight back off of it.
Here's Matthew Schlungen, a little bloop to left field. This could do it, and it does, as Danielson catches it, and that'll be it for St. Martin today as they fall in defeat 2-1 for the Martins in the ninth. No runs,
one hit, no errors, one left on. Your final score this afternoon, it was New London Spicer 2, St. Martin 1.